It's a longtime fact. Homeless people congregate in Honolulu's Chinatown. And it's why many social services agencies are there and why even understanding businesses sometimes wish they weren't. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair is back with today's reality check. Good morning.
Good morning. Back barely, Beth.
Oh,
excuse me.
Oh, boy. Poor thing. Well, there is so much tension in Chinatown, and that's not necessarily because there are merchants who don't care, because many of them do. They're not unfeeling of or unaware of the plight of the homeless who are there. But they also are there to do business and to keep their businesses running. How do you balance those two things? Seems to be the place where we always are.
Yeah, and it's a constant struggle. This is something that Carl Rhodes, the area representative, now the senator, said, how do you strike that balance? And our two reporters, Tanya Friedheim and Noel Fujii, actually opened their story with the River of Life Mission, an organization that really does terrific work. It has a number of beds for people. It feeds 15,000 people monthly. But what happens to the businesses next door? There's a floral shop, for example, that says we're losing 3 hours of our business every day because all these homeless people, drug addicts and others, congregate in Chinatown. And if they had their druthers, they would have groups like the River of Life Mission actually move out of Chinatown.
But the River of Life is usually so careful to keep people away from the merchants and down the side of the streets that that doesn't have any storefronts on them.
Right, but this is the problem, is that people wander around and you can't exactly control that. Now, with a new development, finally, Pauahi Hale is set to open. It's been planned for a long time.
You mean Safe Haven at Pauahi Hale?
Correct. Safe Haven will be moving in there. It's a 25-bed shelter, and it's been at Fort Street Mall for a number of years now. But now it's going to be moving into Pauahi Hale, and there are a lot of people worried, including a florist nearby that I mentioned earlier, as well as someone who runs a smoothie shop and makes those bubble drinks. They're very worried about how they're going to be able to coexist. Now, the neighborhood board in the area welcomes Safe Haven going into Pauahi Hale, as does the Chinatown Business and Community Association. But many other people are saying they're just tired of Chinatown becoming a dumping ground for all these problems. Why does it congregate in their neighborhoods when they can't go to other places? Why can't there be greater services elsewhere?
And what we hear from service providers, it's, well, because they are there and they have been there for such a long time, and that's why they've had to co-locate to be able to serve them. You've got to meet them where they are.
Exactly. It's that classic catch-22. I think the bottom line, the takeaway, the kind of thing that we've been talking about for a very long time, is affordable housing and more treatment for everybody is really going to be the only solution. But what do you do when it's NIMBY, not in my backyard? And this is something that you and I are going to continue to talk about, I'm afraid, for a long time. Hopefully, once I have my voice back, too.
Exactly the point. Well, listen, take good care of yourself, and we'll see if we hear you tomorrow.
I hope so. Thanks, Beth.
Take good care, Chad. Chad Blair joins us every day from Civil Beat with a reality check.